Hey,
What's up?
what's up, man? Hey, thanks for calling me. Okay, so I wanted to ask you, I have a question. A customer sent us like some altered bank statements. How do I call them and say that you sent us altered bank statements and to try to get the originals in?
Even any use in getting the originals in?
Yeah, they got good bank statements, so they show good deposits. So that's why Amy was like, I don't know why they were getting declined everywhere because their banks look really good and they got good credit.
Okay.
But apparently,
I would just say, listen, my credit department, tell me the banks, if something's altered, can you just print the banks out directly from the website, from your online account and send them to me, or?
okay, so don't say
I
that they
mean,
altered it, just be like something's missing.
just say
And
they're, it
didn't match.
looks like they're not accurate, they might be altered, things aren't matching up, like, can you just,
Okay.
yeah.
Okay, and then second thing is the Shane Demler file. I guess someone's trying to undercut our deal and offered him 20% instead of the 26% that we're
Over
able to
how
pay.
long?
Good question. I didn't get that.
It's over 6 months, then what are we talking
Okay. It would be us going down to 5 points. We're at eight.
But you, why?
I don't know.
It's not
I
even the same. It makes sure before you do any of that,
make sure it's
you
the same
tell them,
term.
listen, send me the contract that they're offering you, and then I'll match or beat it.
Okay.
Or I'll try
And
to match them. Yeah.
then do you know about Funding Circle? Does that sound familiar? They do like a 3 to 5 year term or a 3 year loan. Is that, is that
Think it's
hard
a
to beat?
personal loan.
It's a personal loan?
I think so. Just Google it. It's a pretty
Okay.
big company. Yeah.
Okay. And then third thing would be I talked to Long Branch. I've been following up with them. And you remember Long Branch, right? The containers.
Yeah.
He wants to get a truck. So what do I got to do to get that approval?
Nothing. Do you have 3 months of bank statements and a quote?
3 months of banks, but we just did business with them like last month.
Well, exactly. So, do you have 3 months of banks and a quote?
Oh, do I have? Okay. I don't know if
You
he
asked
has.
me what I need. That's what you need.
Okay. So I don't need to get him to fill out another app or anything like
How
that.
old's your app?
Let me see. I think it's 2 months old.
Is it just one person?
Yeah, Long Branch. Yeah.
Was he approved for equipment before or no?
Yeah, he was. Remember, this is the one that it took. It was a miracle. Reuben said that they took the lease paperwork. Remember that?
Hold on, let me just look it up.
It was like Reuben was like, I don't know how this went through.
Oh yeah, no, I remember that part.
Yeah.
So where did we end up funding, Pawnee or FinPac?
I think it's a good question. I don't know.
It's FinPac probably.
It would have to be FinPac because that's higher, and it was a higher
Yeah, it was
amount.
FinPac. It was FinPac.
Okay, so when he responded to me in the email, he said that okay, let me pull it up real quick. He said there's a truck at an auction on August 4th. He can get this truck for around 20 to 25K.
Okay, so he's
How do
still
we?
approved at Pawnee. That approval's not even expired.
Oh, cool. So I can tell him we can use that. I mean, what it,
What we
the.
can do is, let me know what the truck is. Like, get some details on it,
Okay.
so I can approve this equipment. Give me some details on the auction house. And then I'll get him docs, and then once he can sign them and everything, the only thing that'll be missing will be the equipment page. So
Okay.
once he actually goes through with buying the equipment, we'll just do a one-page addendum.
Okay, so let me see if I understand you correctly. So basically, he fills out the paperwork before he goes to the auction place.
Yeah, we'll get him documents. Okay. But we'll just not include the, what's it called? The equipment page and the price, right?
Okay.
And then we can just have him sign everything, and then once he buys the actual equipment or picks it out, then we'll just do a one-page addendum so we make sure everything's funded quickly so it doesn't drag on, because these auction houses are going to want to get paid quickly.
Oh, okay. So
we'll just set everything up, yeah.
Okay.
Right, so now I just want to make sure they're okay with doing this equipment for this guy. That's it.
Yeah. Are they going to need all this other stuff that the other company needed?
What do you mean?
Like with the lease and stuff?
I don't know.
Okay. All right. But so then right now all I need to get from him is what? Just some information about the auction?
Additional information about the auction and the truck.
Okay. And the equipment. Okay.
Yeah, they probably have like on a website or a pre-sale thing, like a listing somewhere.
Okay. And then the last thing is that the guy that you called yesterday, I guess Ruben left notes. Did Ruben do the call?
For who?
For
he did. I was on the phone with other people.
Okay. How did that go?
I think he spoke to him a couple of times. He'll be here in like half an hour to an hour, so we could
just talk with him. Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. All right, man. Cool. Then I'll get this info. Appreciate it.
Sounds like a plan. See ya.
All right. Thanks, man.